Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India invited to join UK-France-led maritime initiative to protect transit through Strait of Hormuz. Global equity market surge after Iran announces reopening of Hormuz. Iran warns reciprocal measures if US naval blockade of Hormuz continues, also rejects claim of transferring enriched uranium to Washington. World Heritage Day being observed today. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 6 wickets in first T20 international in Durban. And now the news in detail. India has officially confirmed that it has been invited to take part in the maritime initiative led by the United Kingdom and France to protect the transit through the Strait of Hormuz, widely regarded as a critical global choke point. We have a report.
World Heritage Day, also known as International Day for Monuments and Sites, is...
Sorry, we beg your pardon. Moving on, Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. Following Iran's announcement, global equity markets rallied as easing geopolitical tensions lifted the risk sentiment across regions. We have a report. We are sorry, due to some technical issues, we are not able to get the bites. US President Donald Trump has welcomed Iran's move to completely reopen the Strait of Hormuz. However, Mr. Trump also confirmed that the United States naval blockade of Iran's ports stays in place until a formal agreement is reached with Tehran. On the other hand, Iran has warned that it will take reciprocal measures if the United States continues its maritime blockade targeting Iranian ports, even as it outlined conditions for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Moreover, Iran has rejected claims by U.S. President Donald Trump that it has agreed to transfer its enriched uranium to the United States, with its foreign ministry strongly dismissing the assertion. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson, Ismail Baghai, said Tehran would not allow such a move under any circumstances. His remarks come after U.S. President Donald Trump said that Iran has agreed to everything in the ongoing talks with the United States, including a plan to jointly remove enriched uranium from Iran and transport it to the U.S. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also welcomed Iran's announcement, declaring that the Strait of Hormuz has been completely reopened for all commercial vessels. Mr. Guterres described it as a positive step towards easing tensions in the region. In a social media post, he underlined the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and maintaining stability in one of the world's most critical maritime corridors for global energy and trade flows. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The India-Austria Business Forum was held in New Delhi during the Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker's first visit to India. A report.
Led by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, the forum provided an opportunity to strengthen trade and investment ties between India and Austria. Austria's Federal Minister of Economy, Energy and Tourism, Wolfgang Hartmannsdorfer, also participated in the forum. Speaking at the forum, Mr. Goyal emphasized scaling up bilateral trade, tapping labor-intensive sectors, institutionalizing the business forum for continued engagement. He also highlighted reforms, re-industrialization and advanced technologies as key growth drivers. Chancellor Stocker described his visit as a milestone, noting that bilateral trade between the two countries has reached around $3 billion, with nearly 160 Austrian companies operating in India. He underscored India's growth trajectory and its importance as a strategic partner, while highlighting the potential of the FTA to boost exports. With Rohan and Priya, Shivang Mishra for World News.
World Heritage Day is being observed today globally. This day promotes awareness about the diversity, vulnerability and importance of cultural and natural heritage. We have a report.
World Heritage Day, also known as International Day for Monuments and Sites, is celebrated annually on 18th of April to encourage the protection and conservation of historical sites. This day was established by UNESCO's General Conference after the proposal by the International Council on Monuments and Sites. The theme for this year is Emergency Response for Living Heritage in Contexts of Conflicts and Disasters, which focuses on strengthening resilience and protecting cultural heritage sites and traditions from crisis. Celebrations on this day include visits to monuments, conferences, educational programs, and photo exhibitions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also extended his greetings to the citizens of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that the land of India has always been replete with the historical treasures, architectural marvels and cultural diversity, which reflects its glorious traditions. With Chirag Jha, this is Chiyasa Pandey for World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that an initial batch of UFO-related records will be released soon. He said that the U.S. administration's review of UFO-related material has uncovered several interesting documents. In February, President Trump directed U.S. agencies to begin releasing government files on UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomena, and possible extraterrestrial life, citing significant public interest in the matter. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 7 senior commanders of Iraqi militias that are supported by Iran, including groups like Kataib Hezbollah and Asab al-Haq, for allegedly planning and carrying out attacks on U.S. personnel and coalition forces in the region. Officials have said the move is part of a broader effort to counter Iran's influence in Iraq and deter further violence against U.S. interests. The action also signifies a U.S. strategy of using economic pressure, not just military force, to target Iran's network of allies, while warning global banks and firms to stop doing business with anyone tied to these groups. Moving on to sports in women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 6 wickets in the first T20 international in Durban last night, chasing a target of 158 runs set by the women in blue. Host South Africa achieved the target in 19.1 overs, driven by Laura Wolwart's 51. With this, the South Africa took a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India made 157 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur's unbeaten 47 made her the top scorer. The next batch of the series will be played at the same venue on Sunday. In IPL cricket, skipper Shubman Gill's majestic half-century propelled the Gujarat Titans to a 5-wicket victory over Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing the target of 181 runs, Gujarat Titans achieved the target in 19.4 overs. Shubman Gill was declared player of the match. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In football, Mohammedan Sporting Club earned their first point in the Indian Super League with a gritty 1-1 draw against Odisha Football Club in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Mohammedan remain at the bottom of the table with 1 point from 8 games, while Odisha Football Club moved to 12th with 6 points from 7 outings. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India invited to join UK-France-led maritime initiative to protect transit through Strait of Hormuz. Global equity market surge after Iran announces reopening of Hormuz. Iran warns reciprocal measures if US naval blockade of Hormuz continues, also rejects claim of transferring enriched uranium to Washington. World Heritage Day being observed today. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 6 wickets in first T20 international in Durban. And that is the end of this news bulletin.